Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel. Bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, as always, a pleasure to have you back. And this, the summer solstice today, the new moon tomorrow night. So it's a very positive weekend, lots of positive energy, and indeed lots of positive things happening in the travel industry.
Yes, absolutely, Cara. Well, great to be back. Lovely to talk to you again. Very interesting, actually. It's great. Northern Ireland just announced there during the week that they were opening a little bit earlier, which is great. So just to let people know, as and from the 3rd of July, they're opening their doors and welcoming visitors back again. They're kind of opening guest houses, hotels, B&Bs, and then a little bit earlier from the 26th of June, Carol, self-catering accommodation is opening a bit earlier. So it'll be interesting because restaurants, cafes, coffee shops will be open. Now, public houses and bars, Carol, will also be permitted to reopen from the 3rd of July. Again, if they're selling food and alcohol together at a table service situation, outside spaces, beer gardens, they'll all be able to kind of do it. So visitor attractions, Carol, also opening from the 3rd of July. So, you know, that's going to be really good. And I hope by then as well for us here that we'll be able to travel up north, which will be great. So just up the road, which will be lovely. Lots of different places, hotel groups like I know the lovely Grand Central Hotel up there, Hastings Hotel Group, that's going to be opening on the 3rd as well. So some of them are doing phased kind of openings. But the lovely Slieve Donard Resort, which is beautiful, the Grand Hotel, Ballygally Castle, a lot of those are opening as well. And then the Europa, which would be a very famous hotel, part of the group as well, they're going to open later on the 26th of August. Fabulous deals going, Carol.
Yeah, we talked about this before, didn't we, a few weeks back. Yeah, there's some great deals going for sure,
Very good. And you know, something that we talked about before as well, and I'll just say it to people again, a lot of the hotel booking agents are like booking.com and stuff are offering lots of deals and stuff. But if you do get onto the hotels directly, they're offering lots of little extras like, you know, dinner and drinks when you arrive and stuff like that. So well worth, again, getting on to the hotels directly. They're all very keen for business, as you can imagine now.
And be very nice to the reservation staff. That does help. Be very polite.
Yes, absolutely. No, it really does help. And, you know, it makes all the difference. So that's very good news, you know, and I'm delighted because, again, it's lovely to go up there. And when the fact that visitor attractions, car and stuff are all going to be open as well, you know, that's pretty good. So, you know, it's great news. So we're very happy to hear that. And of course, Carol, France, you know, Spain, lots of Europe again open now from July, August. A lot of talk, Carol, about travel corridors. And
yes,
that's an interesting one that they're looking at the moment. The Germans are doing that first kind of, you know, safety flight into Mallorca as well. That's going to be happening. So it'll be very interesting. But again, you know, Carol, one thing I'd say to you is, you know, the way we saw now, there was like small outbreaks again in China and a few other places, even what we saw happening there with New Zealand, a small case there.
Yeah.
This is something we're going to have to get used to, I guess, but it'll be interesting to see with all the new regulations that have been put in place. As you know, Ryanair have said that anyone that books flights for July and August can change them at there'll be no change fee charge again. But look, we'll see what happens. It depends. It'll be interesting to see how people will take to the new rules and regulations and, you know, the new safety measures that have been put in place, masks, of course, being kind of more as compulsory on flights now and stuff like that. So that'll be interesting to see how that pans out.
I mean, what's the vibe that you're getting at in the industry with consumers? Are they generally like the way I would be going personally? I would have very little interest in going abroad this summer. I'd much prefer to stay at home for two reasons. Number one, I don't want to grapple with the airports and all the new rules that are going to be there. And number two, I actually want to, without sounding sanctimonious, I want to support our own travel industry here first.
Yeah.
Now, in fairness, I do know that if you get on, you know, on an Irish airline, then you are doing that to a point. But you know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, Carol, a lot of people are going to feel the same, you know, and let's be very honest about this. I think a lot of people are going to wait and see as well, you know, Carol, like when people travel, what it's going to be like for them, and they're going to wait and see what the experiences are going to be like. Definitely, I agree with you. I mean, my first sort of, I've planned a lovely trip now down to Kilkenny, and I'm going to go to Killarney in August. And I was thinking about kind of flying, but to be honest with you, I think I'll probably wait until September at this stage. And I know It depends. And you know, Carl, what's difficult as well is, you know, when you see now there's all these fabulous prices, you know, you can fly return anywhere for 80 quid on Ryanair now to like Portugal or Spain and stuff. And, you know, 34 euros each way. I think it's almost kind of difficult for people because they're seeing these great fares, which would never be the case normally in summertime, as you know. And it's almost kind of confusing people to a certain extent. Or they're thinking, God, I'd love to do that, but what if, you know? And, you know, we saw what happened with the flight from Madrid to Lanzarote there a couple of weeks ago when all the passengers had to be self-isolated. I think they've got on top of that now. But again, I do believe, Carol, that we're looking down the road at a situation where testing will just become a thing at the airport. And, you know, you're just going to be tested 24 hours or, you know, there and then. And I think until that comes in, I don't think you're going to see travel anyway like we've seen it in the past. That's my own opinion, to be honest.
Okay. Well, to that end then, with people, perhaps more people staying at home, taking the decision to stay at home for this summer, let's finish up this week, because I know you spoke about some deals in Northern Ireland, but I know you have a few good deals for us, or a couple of deals for us south of the border as well.
Yeah. There's a great hotel, Carol, in Cork, the Montanotti Hotel. It's really lovely.
I've heard of it. Wasn't Montanotti a very posh part of Cork once upon a time?
Lover's Walk.
Is it still posh?
It was really posh. Oh, yes. Montanotti was very well got if you were from Montanotti. Carol. Well, yeah, so if you want to have a posh stay in Cork, right, it's been recently refurbished and it offers gorgeous views of Cork City. It's a boutique hotel. It's become really popular. It's got a fabulous leisure centre, swimming pool. It's got a little in-house cinema, gorgeous terrace, which is lovely. It's a really super spot. And they're doing two night stays from 144 euros per person. And it really is very, very nice. Another one, Carl, that's very nice as well, just over there in Cavan, the Sleeve Russell Hotel, which you might know as well. It's really got it all, the Sleeve Russell. It's in 300 acres, beautiful lakes. It has a championship golf course. It has a 20-meter swimming pool, luxurious spa, and fabulous for walks. They have a Stairway to Heaven walk on the Colca Mountain Trail there, and it's only a 30-minute drive from the hotel, and that's absolutely stunning, Carol, as well, the Sleeve Russell. They're doing great deals from 128 euros per person bed and breakfast as well, and that's really nice. One more that is really, really lovely, I don't know if you've been up to the 4-star Sandhouse Hotel and Marine Spa in Donegal.
I have not.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's just on the beautiful Rosnaula beach, which is Sligo there, and they've won awards for their cuisine. They have a marine spa, and it specializes, Carol, in Irish sourced organic seaweed, the Voya.
Isn't that the skincare?
Yeah,
range?
That's right. And they do all that. That's why this kind of marine spa idea behind it. And it's a great place to relax on the Wild Atlantic Way. And they're doing great deals there. The Sandhouse Hotel, from 146 per person, bed and breakfast. And absolutely beautiful. That beach in Rosnaula as well is absolutely lovely. Loads of lovely deals. There's a friend of mine, Carol. She has a great little website called thetravelexpert.ie. And she's put together, Sarah, she's put together loads of actual really nice deals for about 20 of them, if anyone wants to have a look there as well. The Independent did a great one as well during the week, 21 great places to stay in Ireland. That's worth having a little look as well. So great things happening and great deals going, Carol. So that fear that we had that, you know, prices were going to be mad here really doesn't seem to have manifested itself at all.
Excellent. And that's great news. Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We're staying steady, which is good, which is good.
Absolutely.
All right, Ed, lovely. Thank you for that. We'll put that information up on the Travel Talk website as well. And of course, on the Sunshine Radio website, we'll have the podcast up as well. So if anybody too, a reminder, if you have any questions now that we are beginning to get back to moving again, any questions for Ed? Ed, you're always happy to answer them, aren't you?
Absolutely, Cara. Listen to me. I have loads of time at the moment. Very happy to do it.
ed@traveltalk.ie, the email. Ed, have a good weekend now. Make sure that you get your crystals cleansed under the new moon tomorrow night, okay?
I'm still recovering from Bloomsday, Carol, during the week. So
I think that's a slightly different thing, but anyway.
I'm trying to read Ulysses, but that would take us 2 hours to talk about. So
we'll see you next week.
Thanks a million. All the best.
Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel. Bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.